came through looking like some villains. Big, big, big
What's going on, everyone? You're listening to the Big Chillin' Podcast, the number one podcast in Hartsville, South Carolina. That's a very well-known fact. We hope you guys have missed us because we have missed you. That's right. It's the Zach Dix is in the house. I'm with my main partner, my co-host, my man, Willie Brizzy Brizuelo. What's up, man?
What's up, man? How you been, bro?
Dude, it's been too long, man. I've been good. We haven't done a podcast in about 2 months. 2 months.
Too long.
It's crazy. I kind of thought it feels longer than that. It feels longer than that. I'm surprised, but a lot has happened. A lot has changed. For instance, we have now broke over 1,000 plays, so round of applause to us. We finally did that, and we also had, if you check us out on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we had a photo shoot for our merch. Link will be in the description, so go ahead and cop the freshest merch, the freshest podcast merch. Link below. We had that, and also, Willie, last time we did a podcast, my man, you were 20 years of age. Now you are officially 21, my man. How's that feel?
Yes, sir. It feels just like any other day.
Yeah, I know. You're 21. Now I'm 22. Damn.
It feels just like any other day, man.
But yeah, dude. So you've been doing summer courses.
Yeah.
How's that?
Summer semester. It's been all right. Kind of boring at first, but you get through it. You know, you got to do what you got to do. Do what you gotta do. So
I hear that, man.
You know, it's not fun being in class and stuff, so.
Because you go every day.
Yeah, I do. I have a class every day, Monday through Thursday in the morning. And it's not bad, but, I mean, obviously I prefer to be, you know, doing other things and spending my time in class. I'd rather sleep in.
Right. And also, you were telling me, you know, you're taking four courses. Yep. Over the summer, that's a freaking load right there, man.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I remember when I took like two courses, man. That was to be honest, it was ass. it was straight ass, and I only did two.
Yeah.
So you doing four? I know that's an overload, and yeah, man, you're gonna be graduating.
Yes,
graduating.
Sir.
Next year. I'm also gonna be graduation.
Yes,
ooh.
You already
know. Dude, I'm excited. It's kind of crazy because I feel like I just started college, and I feel like everything's going by so fast.
Same.
And. You know, I'm excited, man. I'm really excited. Dude, there's so much to get into because it's been so long. And plus, you know, I feel like we used to have a third member to our team.
I think we did, but what's his name? Do you remember his name?
Oh, dude, is it Kobe? Is it
Kobe?
Kobe? Kobe Diggs?
Kobe. I think it's Kobe.
Kobe.
Kobe
Diggs?
Kobe, yeah.
Nah. Dude, we had a third member. His name was Cody Griggs, bro. Where has this guy been?
This guy's missing. If anyone has ever seen Cody Griggs, make sure to let us know.
Please.
We haven't seen him in forever.
Go to our Instagram. The number is in the bio. Let us know where this guy is. I haven't seen him.
He's missing.
He's missing.
Just let us know where he's at. Nah, we just messing with you, Cody. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know where you're at, so.
Yeah, I don't
know. Hit me up whenever you hear this, you know.
Yeah, bro, whenever you listen to this, send me a snap, you know.
Yeah, make sure you're good, man. How you been?
I know, dude. I think last time I heard from him, he was in Colorado.
Okay.
He was in Colorado doing some, I don't know what he was doing in Colorado, but he's up there in Colorado.
Things, man.
Yeah,
seeing
man.
Seeing different areas, different
facts,
places and stuff.
Facts.
Must be nice.
For real. Next time, invite me to Colorado, Cody. But yeah, man. I mean, this is episode 19.
Is it?
Episode 19. So maybe for the special episode 20, the three of us get together. I feel like it's fitting. It's fitting for episode 20.
To.
It has to be. Has to be.
So next time you hear us, it's going to be us three.
Maybe go up to Clemson. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Debatable.
Maybe.
See? We'll see.
We'll see.
But yeah, dude. So there's been a lot going on in the sports world. I feel like whenever we were doing podcasts, you know, sports were kind of dying down. There wasn't too much to talk about. But dude, there's been so much going on.
It's picked up. Business
has picked up.
Mm-hmm.
For the first thing off, Willie, I know you love basketball. You're big into it. Finally, I can be a basketball fan again because it's finally time to get back in because it's the playoffs, baby.
Playoffs, let's go. The most exciting part about basketball is the playoffs.
The playoffs. This is where, this is where everyone picks. This is where business picks
this
back
is
up
where,
again.
This is where money comes in.
I got to ask you because, you know, I sat down and You know, it's always fun watching LeBron and Steph Curry go toe-to-toe. Did you watch that game, and what were your thoughts about it?
I did not watch the game, but, I mean, I did see, like, the highlights on YouTube, and Curry was cooking. You know, and LeBron wasn't even playing like himself, really, right? Neither was AD. He wasn't really playing like himself either, but...
Because the story of that, like, they've been injured.
They've been injured and just recently came back from injuries not too long ago. But Curry has been playing like an MVP caliber player. As like I did mention before the NBA season started, I said that Steph Curry would be a dark horse for the MVP race if make the playoffs. But now that LeBron has beat Golden State and the Warriors, not Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry and the Warriors, they have one more chance. Golden State has one more chance, and they play the Grizzlies tonight.
So I don't know
the last playoff spot.
I don't know too much about the Grizzlies. I don't know who's on there.
John Morant.
No, I don't, still don't know. You know me, dude. I'm a casual. But wow. I'd really like to see Golden State win.
Soccer line.
Or is he? Okay. I'll look into him.
Yeah.
But anyways.
You don't get so much shit from that.
That's all right. But so anyway, you know, Golden State, Grizzlies. Who do you have in this matchup?
If you're a real basketball fan or just a fan of the sport, you're gonna want to say you want Curry to go. Cause what's a playoff without Curry? You know, 3-time champ. You know, I want to see Curry go through. I hope he does go through, and I don't see why he wouldn't go through, but his team has to play better, and yeah, his team, it all is, I mean, because Curry's going to drop 40 points a game, you know, that's what he does, but if he can get his team playing right, for sure they'll go, but I don't see the Grizzlies winning anyways, so I'm going to just say, I think Golden State is going to win, hopefully they do win. I'd love to see Curry in the playoffs. Again, you know, it's been a minute since we've seen him in the playoffs, so it would be nice to see him. But if they win, whoever wins out of that game has to play the number one seed, which would be Utah, the Utah Jazz, and they've been playing pretty good basketball. So either way, he's gonna have it tough. Win or lose, it's gonna be a tough one.
After the Lakers won, where are they sitting at in the?
In the playoffs?
Yeah, in the playoffs.
So they were in the play-in spot. So basically, I don't know, basketball made a rule where, like, the bottom 7, 8, 9th, and 10th seed, those four teams play against each other to see who gets a chance to be in the playoffs. So whoever wins those games gets the last two spots in the playoffs, and they get to face the first seed or a second seed in their conference or whatever. So LeBron and the Lakers were in that spot, in that area. They're in a tough spot. You know, LeBron injured. Obviously, you lose one of the greatest players of all time on your team. Your team's not going to do as good as it normally would. But luckily, they won. They beat the Golden State Warriors. So now they play the Hot Suns.
Oh, yeah.
With Devin
Phoenix.
Booker.
Yes. Yes.
So it's going to be a good game. Playoffs are going to be, it's going to be one to watch.
Yeah.
Sure. Yep. That series is going to be interesting. LeBron's never lost in the first round. Like, I don't think he's ever lost a series. I'm pretty sure he's lost like a game or two in the first round, but he's never lost
never
a series.
Never been eliminated.
So, and
that's going to be interesting to see.
Don't underestimate the Suns now. The
For
Suns
sure.
are pretty good.
For sure, especially when we talk about Devin Booker
and
CP3. But, man, it's just it's LeBron, AD.
Oh, yeah, for
it's
sure.
So, it's so hard not to, you know what I mean?
I'm going
to
go ahead and just say it right now. They're going to repeat. They're going to go all the way again.
They're going to repeat?
They're going to repeat. They're going to go back-to-back.
Man.
They're going to go. Oh, and the Nets aren't going to make it. Someone's going to beat them.
So
I don't know who, but someone's going
to
beat them.
Before we get into that, if we can circle back to, you know, the Lakers and the Golden State game. You know, the whole time I was watching that game, you know, just the way they were shooting and making those threes, dude. It's just insane. It's really insane, especially the highlight, you know, Steph Curry. I mean, he has a whole highlight reel. It's crazy what that man can do. But the whole time I was watching that game, Willie, there's one thing that came into my mind. There's one thing that I was thinking about. Damn, what if Klay Thompson was in that game? What if Klay Thompson was in that game?
If Klay Thompson was in the game right now, or in that game then, they would have probably blew the Lakers out, bro.
Dude, That's they the whole. The Lakers out. I was thinking, damn. Just what if Clay was healthy?
But you can say the same thing about AD and LeBron. Like, what if they were actually 100% healthy? You know, like, you know what LeBron can do. LeBron had not even a good game, and he put up a triple double easily. You know, Anthony Davis was shooting bricks at the first half of the game. Second half came back to life, scored important buckets, and got the job done. But no, yeah, obviously, you know, Klay Thompson, bro. If Klay Thompson and Curry were playing together, bro, they would probably be like top five seed, dude, top four seed.
I know. That's what's crazy about it.
Yes.
That was really sad that the Hornets didn't make it.
I figured that wasn't gonna happen. It's the Celtics, right? But now, the Wizards actually made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the Wizards.
The Wizards.
Nobody thought they would make it. Everybody doubted Westbrook and Bradley Beal. But they made it. Now they get a chance to go and play Philadelphia, the 76ers.
Ah, so what you're saying is they're going to get eliminated.
I hope they don't, but I don't see another team. That's one of the teams that can beat the Nets going into the later stages of the playoffs. So, in a way, I want Westbrook to win, but I know Westbrook's team isn't going to be able to beat the Nets if they do go on in advance.
Yeah. That Westbrook, man, what a career. What an interesting career.
He has all these
stats. But, man, dude, I'd love to see him win a championship, man. I would love to see it.
I came to a conclusion. The only way he can win a championship is if he joins LeBron. I'm telling you, man, like, that's the only way. He's played with KD. He's not going to play with Curry. They play the same position.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron, bro. LeBron. He needs someone like LeBron to win a championship.
That would be interesting.
That's crazy, though, for someone his caliber.
To be so damn good and not have a ring.
But CP3 also doesn't have a ring either.
Mm.
So many great players that don't have rings. And then just some players don't ever get them. But, you know.
He's one of the best players to not have a championship.
Westbrook, CP3. There's other players I can't think. I don't know. There's so many players. But yes, Bradley Beal doesn't have a ring. James Harden doesn't have a ring, you know? And that says a lot, knowing how good he is, how many records he's broken.
He'll get one soon, though. It's okay.
You thinking the Nets are going
to
win?
Dude, I really want the Nets to win, dude. Since the beginning, months ago, I think I've been riding with the Nets. I've been saying Brooklyn's going to win it for the longest time. And
someone's gonna get injured, bro. They're injury prone too. They're prone to injury.
You know, so I'm thinking they're gonna win, but I haven't really watched them play.
Yeah,
is Kawhi? Is Kawhi? Is he good? Is he still there?
Kawhi's still alive. You don't hear much about him. No, he's doing okay though. He's still there. He's doing what he normally does. So, but him and Paul George are a threat too. Oh yeah, these playoffs are gonna be nice. We have so many games, so many series to look forward to. Oh my God! I know Cam's gonna love this series again. Let me start from the beginning. The number one seed, obviously Utah Jazz, and which whoever wins from the Grizzlies and Golden State, which that's not decided yet. So I'm not even gonna give my pick about it. And then you have the fourth and fifth seed, which is the Clippers versus the Mavericks. So now we have Luka versus Kawhi again, part two.
I had them both on my fantasy basketball team.
Yeah? Damn. I bet you they put up a bunch of numbers, too. I know you didn't keep up with it and shit, but...
Yeah. I think at first when I did, I think they were doing pretty good. Then Kawhi got hurt. And, yeah. You know.
But that's going to be an interesting series. I wouldn't know who to freaking say would win.
All right, so first things first. I'll give them a prediction right now. Tomorrow, 2 p.m., Heat versus Bucks. I'm going with the Bucks.
Let me see. Okay, who do you think is going to win the whole thing, though? The Heat or Bucks?
Bucks.
The Heat went to the finals last year. You think so?
Nah, Kobe.
The Heat eliminated the Bucks last year.
Last year?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, Kobe.
4-1.
Kobe. We're out with the Bucks.
All right. I'm going to say the Bucks are going to win that series as well. What other games are going on?
We said Maverick versus Clippers.
Who do you think is going to win
those? I'm say Clippers. I'm say Clippers.
I really hope Luka beats. I hope Luka beats him. I'm gonna say
but,
Mavericks.
But from an unbiased standpoint, who do you think wins? Like, even though I know you're not, you don't like.
I'm gonna say the Clippers. They would win. They're more stacked. I will admit. Yeah, they're more stacked.
Okay. Oh, then the Celtics versus the Nets. You already know how I'm riding with Willie. The Nets.
Don't sleep on the Boston Celtics.
Is Kimba still there? Kimba's still there.
He's there. Jalen Brown's injured, but Jason Tatum dropped 50 to eliminate the Charlotte Hornets.
Nah. I love the Hornets, but they're the Hornets.
Not the Hornets. I mean the Washington Wizards.
The Wizards. Riding with the Nets, baby. Strength is in the numbers. The Nets. Kevin Durant, the GOAT.
The Nets are going to win that series.
What are you thinking, though?
I said the Nets.
Like, how many games do you think they're winning? Like, landslide? Think it'll be, like, the Celtics will get, like, two games, maybe?
4-2 Celtics. 4-2 Nets win. Boston gets two games. For the Heat and Miami, I'd say 4-1. Heat wins one game. Bucks win out. Yeah.
Heck yeah. After that, we got Trail Blazers and the Nuggets.
Ooh, I'm gonna say that goes to Game 7. But we have the
Trail
Nuggets.
Blazers? Are you saying Nuggets?
We have the Nuggets coming out on top. I'm gonna say that's gonna go the distance. You have Damian Lillard, but then again, I don't think Jamal Murray's playing, so it's gonna be interesting. But you do have MVP caliber player like Jokic on your team. Anything's possible.
So you're saying it's gonna be a fun one.
It's gonna be a long series. Bro.
I don't know. I was thinking Trailblazers, but you're enticing me. You're enticing me to say Nuggets.
Bro, Trailblazers have Damian Lillard. Don't count out Damian Lillard either.
That's the case, Trailblazers.
Let's go.
I'll say Trailblazers. All right.
Dang time.
76ers, Wizards. 76ers.
76ers win. I'm gonna say 4-1. 4-1 as well.
Yeah, I'm agree. And then Lakers and Phoenix. But Lakers are Lakers. It's kind of.
I'm gonna say Lakers 4-2. I'm gonna say LeBron loses two games. Hopefully not. Hopefully he just sweeps them.
I can see that. But I can see them putting up a fight, but I don't know.
I don't want the Suns to get humiliated. I want them to put up a fight. They're a good team. I like Booker. I'm a fan of Booker.
And then the Hawks versus the Knicks.
Oh, don't sleep on the Hawks. I told everybody they were going to make the playoffs this year. Everybody said Trae Young's not good. He ain't going to be able to do it. Well, they're in the playoffs like
you had
I
him,
said.
You had him in fantasy, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Trae Young. Like I said, they're going to be good. I'm going to say the Hawks are going to win. Fuck it.
Hawks? Ooh.
Yes, the Hawks. Hawks are going to win. Let's go.
I'm going to say Knicks.
Hawks, let's go.
I'm going to go with the Knicks.
I'm saying the Hawks, let's go. Let's go. That's going to be a good one.
So we'll see how our predictions go. Actually, we're no tomorrow.
Well, no, we won't. We won't know until the series is over. Yeah. But we'll know in a few weeks.
Yeah.
We'll know in a week or two.
Yeah, come back and see if we were right.
Yeah. Or come back to this and see if we were right.
Come back and see if we were right. Dude.
But, yeah, that's all the basketball's going on. That. What were you about to say, though?
Dude, you know I was about to roll into it. We got to discuss some football, man.
Of course.
We got to get into it. Of course. Tim Tebow is coming out of retirement.
That's the first thing you want to talk
Tim
about.
Tim Tebow coming out of retirement.
That's the first thing you want to talk about is Tim Tebow.
Coming back to play tight end for the Jags with Trevor Lawrence, the quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Tim Tebow 2.0.
That's right, baby. Tim Tebow,
2.0.
Trevor Lawrence. There's some magic happening down there in Jacksonville, baby. There's some magic happening right now. I'm kind of intrigued to see how they do. Hopefully Tim Tebow does well. As much as I'm excited he's playing for him, I don't really have big expectations for him.
I don't expect much out of him, bro.
But just know, my man, when fantasy football comes around, you know who my first draft pick's going to be, baby.
I hope it is Tim Tebow.
It's going to be Tim Tebow. I'm joking. No.
No, he's not.
You guys, we're going to be doing the draft. You guys will be watching saying, who's Zach going to pick? First draft pick, Tim Tebow.
First overall pick in the 2022 draft.
Yep.
It'll be 2022 season then.
Dude, I'm excited for fantasy football.
It's going to be fun. I'm going to win, bro. I'm going to just let you know that, too. I'm going to win.
Well.
I'm going to at least win one of them.
Well.
I'm going to at least win one of them.
If I'm in your division, Willie, you'll be second place. But if we're out, if you're not in my division, yeah, I'll give it to you.
If you're in my division, you're not making the playoffs.
Dude.
It depends on the division, though, of course.
Well, I just have, like, I don't know. It depends who joins up first, I guess. But all I know is, bro, I'm a silence chase, bro. I'm a silence chase. He thinks he's the only one who's freaking good at fantasy. It was my first year playing last year, man. I didn't know what I was getting into. I didn't know a damn thing about fantasy. But guess what? I got a year under my belt. I'm coming with vengeance, baby. I'm coming to get the dub. I'm making the playoffs. Damn it, I'm going to win the division. And you can take that to the bank, baby.
You can win the division. I'm going to win the whole thing. I'm going to win the whole thing.
Piss off, dude.
I don't need to make playoffs. That's little baby steps. We want everything.
I came so close, though. It was me and you. We played. We had to play each other.
It came close, though, man.
It came close.
I told you. I'm gonna be the Brady. You're gonna be Manning.
Get out of here.
You're gonna be Peyton Manning. Dude, not Eli. Don't get any ideas. You're not gonna be the Eli. You're gonna be Peyton.
Damn, bro. Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
You're gonna be Peyton.
I get State Farm commercials and Papa John's commercials.
And I'm gonna get Doug's. Let's go.
Dude, let's go. I'm excited for it. It's gonna be fun. Willie, man, without you giving too much away, I'm actually intrigued. You know, if you get first overall pick, who are you gonna draft? Nah. Who are you drafting? Put you in the hot seat here.
I'm gonna draft what position I feel is gonna be important in the draft.
Running back.
Maybe if that's what I feel is important at that time. We'll see when that time rolls around. We don't know what's gonna happen. Many things can change, but I mean, gotta keep an open mind out there.
Dude, I'm excited.
Best available. Whoever's available out there, whoever I think is going to do the best, will be snagged up.
Yep. I'm excited. There's been so many changes in the team. You know, obviously.
The draft happened. And
yep.
Everybody got new pieces in the team and stuff, so it's going to be interesting.
Yep. I am, I don't know. I don't really have a team. I love watching different teams. But everyone knows I ride with the Cleveland Browns, baby. You know I ride with them. Yeah. You know, I'm very happy they got Clowney. Kind of crazy he signed for a one-year deal for $10 million. That's exciting. But, dude, I'm going to tell you right now, you heard it here first in the Big Chillin' Podcast, the Browns, they're going to win the division, man. They're going to win it.
They're going to beat the Steelers.
Are
they going to beat the Ravens, though?
Dude.
Are they going to beat the Ravens, though?
That's the question. They're beat the Ravens. Is Odell coming back? I think, is he? Isn't he?
Yeah, he should be back.
I know he'll be back, but is he, like, going to be with the Browns again?
Yeah, he should be. I think so. I haven't heard anything about him.
I think he is.
But
they don't need Odell, though, but it's nice to have him. You know, Jarvis.
I think the Browns could win their division.
I think so, too. Everyone knows
they just got to beat the Ravens.
Just yeah.
It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
Nah, but the division I'm really excited about, I don't even want to sound stupid or say
Cowboys?
Name.
Cowboys, Redskins? I mean, my bad. The football team.
They're the NFC East, I think. I'm talking about, it's not the North. Is it the South?
Wait, who's
the NFC West, I think. That's what it's called. The Cardinals, the Rams, the Seahawks.
Is it Chargers?
No. Oh, my God, I feel terrible.
I can never remember who's all in the same division.
Cardinals. Rams. Seattle. San Francisco, that's what it is. That's the freaking conference we need to be keeping an eye on.
Be a good one.
Cardinals coming up. Jimmy G in the hot seat. In quarterback position.
Don't forget, too, J.J. Watt went to the Cardinals, too.
Hey, don't. Hey, the San Francisco 49ers were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. That's not a long time.
Is Jimmy G still going to be there? I thought he was going to the Patriots. Or am I wrong?
No. I think, I don't know what they had going on over there, but I know when, I know that Jimmy G is in the hot seat. San Francisco drafted a quarterback with their first round pick. You know, that puts a lot of pressure on Jimmy G to perform. So, it's going to be interesting to see what they do with that. I guess they're preparing to let Jimmy G go if they draft a pick like that. But
the Patriots, please.
No, it is not going to be the Patriots, I feel. Because the Patriots drafted a first-round quarterback this year as well.
And they got Jones. And you got Cam Newton, too.
And you have Cam Newton as well.
Yeah.
But the Patriots are going to be good, too. I don't think they're going to win a division again. Or they're not going to win the division this year again. It's going to be the Bills.
Josh Allen. Stephon
Josh
Diggs.
Josh Allen, that's all I got to say.
Stephon Diggs. Yeah.
Their defense is nice, too. So
I think so, too.
Yeah. It's going to be them. The Cowboys. The Cowboys added a middle linebacker.
Dak Prescott will be back.
Dak Prescott will be back.
Yeah, honestly, dude, if it wasn't for Dak getting injured, I think they would have won the division.
Oh yeah, they would have won.
I think they would have won that, and I think they're gonna win it.
They're gonna be good. Yeah, they're gonna win it this year.
It was just crazy because they're actually playing really well. Then once Dak got hurt, that team just, just freaking, you know, skyrocketed down.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I mean, the Cowboys are such a great team. Even though you get a lot of hate for being a Cowboys fan, but. They're really good. I'm excited that Dak's going to be back. And yeah, I think they're winning the division.
It's going to be...
They got to, right?
Yeah. This season's going to be nice. This season's going to be nice. We haven't even talked about arguably the best team in the NFL right now. The Bucks. We ain't even talked about the Bucks yet, man.
The Bucks. They basically re-signed everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone's coming back.
Hey, they're on...
Everyone's coming back.
They're on a mission to repeat.
I was kind of...
The league needs to watch out. Get everybody it. Needs to watch the fuck out
because they got Antonio Brown back too.
They did,
which was crazy because I kind of thought he would have went
and
somewhere
Fournette.
Else. Yeah, and Leonard Fournette. Yeah,
and Chris Godwin.
Yep,
they have everybody back.
Yep,
which is great, fantastic news. They added in a running back. They added in a few key pieces on defense and stuff. It's gonna be nice. They could do it, bro.
You think they're gonna go back to back, dude?
Bro, look, man. With no Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, no Drew Brees in New Orleans, who's going to stop Tom Brady to go back to the Super Bowl this year?
That's a good point. That's
Russell
a
Wilson?
Very good point.
Bro, Russell Wilson, his team.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't think Tom Brady's about to throw 500 yards on that defense, though? That defense is terrible.
But so back to Aaron Rodgers, right? He's expressed many times he wants to leave Green Bay.
Yes.
But he's not retiring.
No.
So, any news on where he's
actually
going? I've heard multiple different teams of where he might go. I've heard the 49ers. I've heard, you know.
I've heard retirement, bro. I've heard he wants to retire is what I've heard.
Mm.
If Green Bay don't, I don't know what he's got against them right now. Obviously, you know. Playing good so many years at an MVP level, not getting to the Super Bowl, you know, that gets tiring, you know?
Yeah.
Especially for someone that's older than you, coming into your division, your conference, your area, and beating you his first go-around in that area, you know, that's got to be frustrating, you know?
They actually had a really good team, too, Green Bay really did.
They did. Devontae Adams was unstoppable.
Yep.
Aaron Jones was nice.
Yep.
You know, they had... Key pieces, the tight end, Tanya, whatever. He was nice.
They had a really good team.
Oh yeah, but Tom Brady. At the end of the day, you know what he is. But yes, of course. I am gonna say they're gonna go back.
I know it's too early. A lot of things can happen between now and then. But you think
it's gonna be a rematch.
You think a motivated Patrick Mahomes, hungry, wants to. Cause let's see here, they played how many times did the Chiefs and the Bucks play? I think they played three times.
They played twice last year.
Twice, and they were 1-1.
Yes.
Except Tom Brady won when it really mattered.
Yes.
Which was just really interesting.
Oh yeah, we're gonna see a very motivated Mahomes this year. He's probably going to win a fucking MVP this year. Just because,
dude, he was that Super Bowl, man. He was throwing.
He's going to be. He's going to be the first quarterback, I think it's in a while or ever, to ever win the MVP and the Super Bowl championship in the first or in one season. So I think he's going to do that, right? And I don't know if it's going to be this year, next year, but he's going to do it. He's going to win an MVP award, and he's going to win a championship that year.
About to say, because he's a what, 24, 25? He's really young.
25, yeah.
He's really young. He's really young.
On pace to become the leading to lead in every stat.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Young goat right there, for sure.
I love to see another game between those guys, especially in the Super Bowl. That'd be really fun, really interesting.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, man. It seems to. I mean, a lot of things can happen. Seems too good to be true. You know.
Hey, so many things seem too good to be true, but end up happening or not. Yeah, end up happening. So.
But speaking of another young quarterback, it seems like Deshaun Watson is going to be on the return. I read somewhere where he was getting all his stuff figured out, and he should be able to return, hopefully.
I just hope it don't impact him on the field. Obviously, he's a great player, you know, coming out of Clemson. Great player. All the drama and stuff over offseason and stuff, hopefully don't get to him, and hopefully he can continue to play good.
Yeah, man, it's just crazy because, you know, he was really wanting to get out of Houston, and then
Boom, all of a sudden,
they're like, where you think you going, boy?
Yeah, that's
just interesting. That's really interesting.
He's going to leave, though. He's going
to
play.
Here's the thing. I'm excited to watch him play. But the thing is the Texans, man, they just don't have really too much to work with.
Nope.
And it just sucks.
Wasting
his years. But,
I mean, look, they don't even have J.J. Watt no more.
Nah.
J.J.
Watt's J.J. Watt's like, yeah, I'm getting out of here,
with
too.
The Cardinals, see?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The Cardinals are going to be good this year,
too. They are going to be good. I'm excited to see what they do.
Texans getting weaker. It's going to be tough.
Damn. What a terrible year for Houston. The Rockets, probably, Texans.
They're probably going to get a number one pick next year. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know what other team could. Besides the Jets. The Jets always fucking suck.
Yeah, they do.
They
really do.
The Dolphins are pretty decent. Every team's decent now. The Bears are decent. The Chargers are decent.
Dude, Justin Herbert.
Oh, yeah, Justin Herbert's going to go full. Justin Fields, too, on the Bears. Oh, yeah, every team's good now. The Patriots are good.
Yeah, man, I'm excited to see. And, of course, circle back to the beginning. We're ready to see what Trevor Lawrence looks like, man.
I want to see what he does.
They actually got him pretty ranked pretty high in fantasy right now. I think he's like top 10, if I'm not mistaken, last I checked.
Y'all can go ahead. Whoever's listening to this, y'all can go ahead.
They got him at number 9.
Yeah, no.
Number 9. He's above Aaron Rodgers.
Y'all can get him.
He's above Aaron Rodgers.
I'm good. I don't need him.
Yeah, I think that's a little.
I don't need him to win.
Yeah. No, I think that's too high, especially not even. I mean, obviously we know he in college he played really well. He looks good, but the NFL, man,
it's a whole different game, a different ball game.
Yeah, different beast.
Oh yeah.
So I'm excited to see what he does.
Rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year. You think?
Didn't Joe Burrow get that
last year?
Last year he did.
Yes.
I think he did.
Over Justin mm-hmm. Fields, I think. Not Justin Fields,
Justin Herbert.
No, Justin Herbert won it last year, bro.
Did he?
Yes. Because Joe Burrow was injured.
That's right. That's right. People were saying he would have got it.
Yeah, no,
he would have got it if it wasn't for that. Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Herbert won it. I think, I don't know, bro. There's so many good quarterbacks out there that got drafted this year. You have Lawrence. You have Fields. You have Love. You have Wilson. You know, there's so many players out there. Mac Jones coming into the Patriots, you know. It's up there. So many good wide receivers got drafted this year, too. Devontae Smith,
mm-hmm.
Jalen Waddle. So many. I can't even name them. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be
fun to watch.
It's going to be nice.
Fun to see how it all
the
unfolds.
Falcons, I forgot about them. I forgot
they existed.
They drafted a tight end, which I don't see why they did. They already had Hayden Hurst.
Yeah.
They had
USC stand up, baby.
Yeah, so USC stand up. University of California. No, it's not. But yeah, no. They drafted a tight end. Very good. And he looks like he's gonna be a beast this year for Matt Ryan. Does Julio Jones stay or leave?
I think he's staying.
I've seen a lot recently about him.
Man.
About teams interested in him.
Where do you think he goes? Fantasy booking.
I saw something where someone asked DeAndre Hopkins if he would reconstruct his contract for Julio Jones to bring him in. And this was a tweet he tweeted out, and it was a picture of, like, thumbs up.
Dude.
This dude throwing the thumbs up. So basically, he's saying he would reconstruct his contract for Julio Jones.
Dude, for the Arizona Cardinals?
If the Arizona Cardinals.
DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones? What?
Larry Fitzgerald.
Kyler Murray?
Kyler Murray.
Holy shit.
JJ Watt on defense.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be crazy.
It's going to be serious. Them boys will be serious.
Oh, dude, that'd be so.
Them boys will be serious.
Dude, if they get Julio Jones and he's healthy, they're winning the division. I think they win the division.
Don't sleep on the Rams.
Nah.
Bro, the Rams defense, already superb. Already amazing. Bro, they just added in someone, a very underrated quarterback. And Matt Stafford.
Stafford, yeah.
Don't sleep. He is a gunslinger. He will sling the fucking rock. Something Jared Goff was too scared to do.
Potentially. I'm sure he could.
Stafford's going to be good. The Rams are going to be good. I think the Rams will win the division this year for them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even if Julio goes? Even if Julio Jones goes? The Arizona Cardinals?
As of right now, they would win. The Until then, we'll worry about that then.
Dude.
But yeah, I heard the Cardinals.
What would you like? Would you like to see him stay in Atlanta, or would you like to see him go to the Cardinals? Cause man, I really love him.
That offense with Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley, it would be special.
Would be.
If they can both stay healthy, it would be two. That's two wide receivers right there that's gonna reach 1,000 yards, both of them each. Oh yeah, 75 catches each. Oh yeah, they're gonna split the load. I don't know though, bro. What would you do if you were the Falcons? Would you keep him? Would you try to trade him?
I'd keep him.
If he doesn't want to be there, would you even try to keep him? Or what if you get a better offer? What if you get a good offer? Think about it. Julio Jones is injury prone.
He is.
The Falcons already suck. What you got to lose?
Yeah.
If anything, you could build for the future now. You already have Calvin Ridley.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically Julio Jones right there. You already know what he can do. You got him to Russell Gage at wide receiver number two. He was good when this past year with Julio Jones out. So I don't know. I would get rid of him. I mean, because you're not gonna win a division. Or the Saints, Panthers, and the Bucks. You're not gonna win.
Nah, you're not winning the division. No.
So
no.
You might as well just go ahead and get rid of him.
But dude, how long has he been with the Falcons, man? I feel like he's been with them forever.
9 years, I think. He's been his whole career.
Yeah, I mean, I like to see him stay, just because I like to see him with, you know, Calvin Ridley, you know, split the load. It'd be nice to see. But, I mean, dude, listen, if he goes to freaking Arizona, I mean, bro, I might be an Arizona fan, bro.
Oh, yeah. No. For sure get him that Julio Jones jersey.
Facts.
For sure get him
facts.
That. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'll be Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Facts.
But only one can dream. I don't think that would happen. You know, I've heard, obviously, the Patriots are involved in every freaking wide receiver there is that's rumored to leave or rumored to want out of the teams.
Bill Belichick, man, he was breaking out them checks, dog.
Oh, yeah,
Belichick. He was bringing out that money.
Bill Belichick said, oh, y'all think I'm this? All right, watch this. Y'all think I'm not good?
Another one.
I'm about to get it. I'm about to bring in everybody.
Facts, dude.
They basically brought in everybody from the free agents.
For real.
Was good moves on him, though. Very. It's Bill Belichick. There ain't really much to say about him. He's just a football guru.
Yep.
He knows what he's doing. He knows what he needs. He knows what his team missing. He knows everything. So, but yeah, I heard Patriots too, bro. I think I've heard San Francisco, bro. I've heard so many teams, bro. Like, I hope he doesn't leave. I hope he can just stay a Falcon forever, honestly. Yeah,
it's always funny.
Yeah, it'd be weird to picture him in somewhere else.
Yeah.
In something.
Just like with J.J. Watt, right? People were talking about, oh, he could go to the Steelers. Oh, he could go to the Browns. And then, like, just out of left field, oh, no, he went to Arizona.
Cardinals. Imagine, though, the Browns, Clowney and Watt back again.
Yeah.
Back from the Houston days.
Yep.
They were a pair, weren't they?
Yep.
That is crazy. I forgot about that.
Drunk would be nasty. I like to see it. Nah, I don't know. I'm still going to ride with the Browns to win the division. Obviously, they got to get past the Ravens. But, you know.
Yeah.
I put my trust in Baker Mayfield, baby. I put my trust in him. You know, Jarvis Landry, Odell. You know what I mean?
Chubb and Hunt.
Oh, dude, that's...
That's exactly. I knew that was nasty. Already
going to
put that over there.
It is nasty.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. It would be fun. It would be fun to see. But to continue enrolling on to this, Willie, dude, the biggest fight ever in history is upon us, Willie. It's upon us. June 6th, Logan Paul, Floyd Money Mayweather. Are you going to buy it? Are you buying into the hype? Are you buying into the circus, Willie? That's what the people want to know.
Hell no, I'm not buying into shit, bro. I'm not buying anything that has to do with any of them.
Yeah. Fuck no. Yeah, no, listen, I don't want to watch it. I don't even want to buy it. I'll probably end up watching it anyway because I know my brother's probably going to buy it. You know what I mean? I mean, he actually bought some Maverick merch. He bought Maverick merch before he bought Big Chillin' merch. Do you believe this guy? Do you believe that?
Don't let me catch on the street, Tristan.
So, yeah, June 6th, that's coming up. Really, the only way they're selling this fight is they're selling on the size of Logan Paul. You know what I mean? He outweighs him by a lot. I think Floyd can't come in under 160 pounds, I think. And Logan Paul has to come down to like 190 pounds for that. And then let's talk about the press conference, right? You saw it all over Twitter, social media.
Oh my God,
his brother Jake Paul saying, "Got your hat. I got your hat." Like an elementary school kid.
I swear to God, dude.
But man, how genius is he, man? He got that tattoo. Now he's feeling like merchandise of Got Your Hat stuff.
He knows how to make money. I know that.
He is a troll, and he's very damn good at it.
I don't know, bro.
Well, I mean, respect.
I really would have wished it was Floyd Mayweather and Jake Paul. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that could happen.
I would have rather that than this bullshit.
It really could happen, but I think Jake's going to be a little more smart with that, which I don't see why Logan... I don't know why Logan isn't being smart with his career. The thing of this, of Logan...
I think he's way richer than him, I think.
I mean, they both got money, but probably it could be with the podcast and everything he does, you know, but... Logan Paul couldn't even beat KSI. I mean, it was a controversy, but still, he didn't beat KSI. So what makes people think he's going to beat arguably the greatest boxer of this generation, Floyd Mayweather? You know what I mean?
He's just older. He thinks he's got size. He thinks he can do it. I honestly don't think he's taking this shit serious, bro. Obviously, it's for the money.
Who, Mayweather?
And both of them.
Both? I think Logan's taking it seriously.
I think Mayweather's taking it seriously because he don't want to lose to no fucking
YouTuber.
That shit would look terrible.
I mean, I think Logan's taking it seriously just because he moved his training camp to Puerto Rico. Like, he's just been training. But at the end of the day, bro,
it's for the money, bro.
Oh, 100%.
They don't give a fuck about who wins.
You know what I mean?
Mayweather's doing it for the money. He's probably going bankrupt or something right now. And he needs fucking money.
I mean, the way he lives, man, the lifestyle he lives, he needs that money. He needs that money. But, no, I just, to me, size, it's a sweet science for a reason. Honestly, the sky would have to fall. This is a sky has to fall moment. The sky would have to fall for Logan Paul to beat Floyd Mayweather. I'm sorry, I don't care about the reach, I don't care about the size, I don't care about the height. It's a sweet science for a reason. The goal in boxing is to hit and not get hit. Floyd Mayweather is the best at that. And I think it's only 8 rounds. I think it's an 8-round exhibition.
Well, Logan Paul got lucky because he would have been tortured for a lot more longer if it wasn't for that.
I know, right? I know.
It would have been a living hell for him in that fucking ring.
Facts. I think he's going to... Honestly, I feel like he's going to beat Logan... It's an exhibition, and they throw the exhibition word in front of it, you know, to make it seem like it's safe. Are they really going to try to knock each other out, though? That's what I want to know. If they're really going to try to knock each other out.
Probably so.
Because obviously, you know, for the Roy Jones and Mike Tyson fight, like... They were kind of told not to go as hard, not to knock each other out. So I mean, it's just.
I mean, that was the Jake Paul and
Ben Askren.
Ben Askren one. Well, they didn't lay out any rules or anything like that, right? It wasn't like, was it an expedition or was it just?
I think it was a fight. I don't think
it was like an actual fight
because it was for Jake Paul, you know, for his record.
I would hope it's an actual like there's no like bullshit rules or
right.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
Because it's you're. We're talking about someone that's done this shit for 50 years, probably. Yeah. Like he's old as shit. Like, he's done this shit for a long time. So
I looked up his age today. Mayweather's like 44 years old.
Oh, really?
44. And it's interesting because he's 44 years old. Obviously, he's done a lot in his career. Arguably one of the greatest boxers of all time. But he's fighting Logan Paul. And then today, Willie, I look online, and what do I see? I see Manny Pacquiao. Who's like, I think 42. He's a little bit younger, but still 42. And he's fighting Errol Spence, August 21st, in Las Vegas, Nevada. So you got Floyd Mayweather fighting clowns. And Manny Pacquiao still doing the damn thing, fighting real top contenders. So that's an interesting fight. That's breaking news if you don't know. Manny Pacquiao is coming back to fight Errol Spence. It was not the fight that people wanted. They wanted to see Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford.
But still,
we're not getting that. But that's still a fun, exciting fight.
To see a legend back in the ring.
It is
against one of the top dogs in the business.
That's a good fight, actually.
Now that's the shit I respect right there.
I respect that
shit right there.
That it made me want to apply boxing just because I thought that was awesome.
Finally doing something right.
Yeah, you know it's gonna be an exciting one. It's always fun to watch Pacquiao fight. But Errol Spence, man, he's just really damn good, and he's undefeated. And I don't know, man. He's that new breed. I think Errol Spence beats him.
New generation.
He's a new generation. Errol Spence. I think he just beats him.
But I don't know too much of it. Probably so. I don't know. But to see a legend back is nice.
This is fun, right?
It's nice.
It's fun, and also it's for. I think Manny Pacquiao was one. See, because this thing boxing, right? You know, it's at welterweight. So there's like, you know, actually in boxing, it's like four belts.
Yeah, there's like.
I think Manny Pacquiao was, I think he won the interim or he was one of the belt holders, but then he got stripped from it, I think. I don't know. But this is for the belt, though. It's for one of the belts. So.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be for something.
That'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch. Can't wait for that one. So, yeah, then rolling on into that, Willie, there was a fight last weekend. Michael Chandler, Charles Oliveira. What a crazy fight it was. What were your thoughts on that?
My thoughts? Well.
Because it was competitive.
Who would've...
It was a competitive fight. For as long as it lasted.
Chandler was looking like he was the winner in the first round.
Yeah.
Chandler was putting in the work, you know.
Yeah. You know what's crazy about it is I wasn't... Let's see. If you can go back and go to my Twitter, and you can fact check this if you go to my Twitter, because I said this. I said it was a 50-50 fight. But I thought if Chandler was going to win, it was going to be like how he was looking before the clock ran out. You know, he hurt Oliveira.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought if Chandler was going to win, it had to be in the first two rounds.
Yes.
If it went past two, that, I thought Oliveira was going to beat him.
Mm-hmm.
I said it was 50-50. And I wasn't shocked that Oliveira won. I was more shocked of the fashion of how he won. I didn't think he was going to TKO him, and I was very shocked after that. I thought if he was going to beat him, it was going to be like by submission, you know. I thought maybe he'd like stun him, and then Chandler would like try to shoot in, and he'd like catch him with like a guillotine or something like that, something like that. But no, he TKO'd him, showed he's got hands. And smart. There's another Brazilian champion in the UFC.
What's next for him?
Dude, honestly, I think everyone knows what's next. It's the winner between Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier, dude. That's what's next for Charles Oliveira.
When's that fight happening? In a month or
two, right? It's July.
Okay, so in July. So 2 months from now, who you got?
Dude, that's a stat card.
Break this down for us. Break the whole card down for us. What
I'm talking like, because, you know, in July, the UFC always has like a freaking stat card. You got Stephen Thompson versus Gilbert Burns, co-main.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great fight. Sean O'Malley's going to be on that card. Greg Hardy's fighting on that card.
A lot of names.
And then you got Conor and Dustin Poirier. So that's going to be a good one. Honestly, I don't – it's so hard to say because I want to watch, like, the weigh-ins, the press conference. I want to see it with the vibe of it.
I want to see it evolve.
Yeah, because I think it just depends on which Conor comes in. It really just depends on which Conor McGregor shows up to fight.
Well, look, if he's anything motivated like he was against Cerrone, he should come out with the dub then. Because I remember before that he was, this is do or die. This is it again. Is do or die for McGregor.
Yep. Well, I think it's just interesting because you know he sold his whiskey. Obviously, he's still the face of Proper 12, but he sold it. Which I think is smart too, because the thing about that is, you know, people buy your whiskey if you're winning. You know, if you lose, you get knocked out like how he did last time. I mean, it doesn't really sell as much as it did. So while it's still hot, he got rid of it.
Smart man.
But man, dude, I follow both of them on social media, and you know, I see Dustin Poirier, man. He's in the trenches. He's grinding. He's going on like these like 7 mile runs. Then I look on Conor McGregor's social media. He's like on the yacht, eating steak. You know, caviar.
But you know, he trains, though, bro. You know he trains.
Definitely.
You know he's definitely training during that time.
But it's just, you know, I don't know, man. It's just hard.
Well, almost the same as if you think Dustin wants it more.
I do.
That's basically what you're saying.
I do. I really do, man. When you got, like, over 100 mil in the bank... I mean, I just asked.
He was the highest paid athlete.
Yes.
He was the highest paid athlete.
And whenever he got that award, he was eating cake. He was eating cake, Willie. And what's Dustin Poirier doing? He's training with freaking dogs like Jorge Masvidal and just so many people at American Top Team, man. So it's just right now. I think I was looking at the odds. I think Conor McGregor was the favorite in that bout, which really shocked me.
So you're saying
I think Dustin Poirier should be the favorite.
You're saying I should probably bet the house on Poirier?
I wouldn't say bet the house because, you know, Conor lost that fight, but he did win that first round. He did win that first round against him.
So I should bet 100 on Poirier.
You could.
I could win a good bet.
It's so.
Hey, but that's not a bad bet though.
It's not.
Bet on him beating McGregor?
It's not.
It's happened before.
Yeah. You know, man, Dustin's just so damn good now. You know what I mean? He's been grinding. He's been putting in the hours in the octagon where Conor hasn't, you know.
So what are we going to get out of that fight? Who's going to come out with the hand raise at the end of the night?
Dude, it's so damn hard to tell right now. But right now, I feel like Dustin Poirier should be favorited. He should be the one that people look
for
at.
For sure, yeah.
I think so. But, I mean, Conor, man, he's got that left hand.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but it's just like, man, you hit him with it last time. He didn't knock him out. You know what I mean? Dustin ate it. He continued on. So, I don't know, man. I think a lot of it just has to do with how Conor comes out the gate. If he comes out with the boxing stance, you know, that leg's going to get ate up with the calf kick. You know, if he comes out there with that karate stance like he usually does, I give him a good chance. But right now, I don't think Conor should be the favorite. Dustin Poirier should be the favorite.
I got Poirier winning.
I think so, too. I think he should be. Yeah, I think that's...
I really don't want any of them to lose. That's the thing that sucks, though, because, you know, you like these guys, you know, you cheer these guys, and then now they're fighting each other, and it's like, what do I do?
I'm a fan of both guys. You know, it's been cool to watch Dustin evolve. I want Conor to win, because obviously the sport's just so much better with him in it, and if he keeps winning. But damn, I hate to see, like you said, see these guys lose. I hate to see Dustin lose. But, you know, Dustin... He got that win against them. He got a nice interim belt.
Nice payday.
You know, I'd love to see Conor get this one back. We'll see how it shakes up. We'll see. If not, you know, Nate Diaz is fighting next month, June 12th, I believe. He's fighting Leon Edwards, which is just a terrible matchup for him. Terrible. So let's say if Conor loses and Nate gets demolished, you can always have that fun trilogy fight. So there's, you know,
it's a win-win. Basically, is what you're saying.
It's a win-win.
Either way, we get to see something nice.
It's a win, yeah, for sure. Definitely. It'll be fun. But yeah, Nate Diaz is fighting Leon Edwards. He's going to get demolished. You hear this right now. Nate Diaz is getting demolished. He He's fighting
like
the
Masvidal bad? Like Masvidal
dude,
demolished or worse?
If you look at the rankings, Masvidal's ranked number 7. Leon Edwards is ranked number 3.
So you're forgetting
and
the worst
that
demolishing.
Stacked division. See, what's interesting is Nate Diaz got injured. This fight was supposed to happen on the Chandler card last weekend. Mm-hmm. But he got injured, so they pushed it back to this one in Arizona. It's a 5-rounder. It's a 5-rounder. It's a 5-round fight. It's no 3 rounds. Usually Diaz, that's when he warms up in the, you know, in the later rounds.
Yeah,
the fight,
that is true.
As the fight gets longer, the stronger he gets.
Yes, that is true. He finds life.
But I just don't think it's enough, dude. Leon Edwards is the number 3 ranked guy in that stacked division.
You better hope for a knockout.
I mean, dude, he's beating guys like Vicente Luque. He's beating RDA. He's beating Gunnar Nelson. I mean, he's beating so many top guys in that division. And plus, you know, Nate Diaz, right? If you look at the wins he's got at welterweight, they've been against lightweights. Like Anthony Pettis was a lightweight.
Yes.
Conor McGregor, a lightweight.
Yes.
And if you look at Nate Diaz's career, his best run was at 155 pounds. When he went on that run, he beat Jim Miller and, you know, got Takanomi Gomi, and he fought Benson Henderson for the belt. His best career run was at lightweight. Anytime he's fought a real welterweight, he's got demolished.
So,
Leon Edwards is a real welterweight. And
we're looking at basically a blowout. We're looking at an ass whooping.
I think so, man. Just like in the group chat when I sent, you know, Leon and Nate were fighting, and everyone's saying Nate Diaz, but I think a lot of it's because they don't know who Leon Edwards is. And
they don't know after this.
and usually it's the ones who you don't know are the ones
who
get it. So, yeah, no, I think Leon will get it. The early prediction, but I think Adesanya will retain his belt. And then the co-main is Davison Figueiredo versus Brandon Moreno. That fight was a draw the first time they fought. That's actually going to be a really fun one. But I think Davison Figueiredo wins. I think he gets it done. So Adesanya, Figueiredo, Edwards. Take that to the bank. That's the fun card to watch, though.
Yes, sir.
We'll actually be at the beach. We will be at the beach when that goes down. We will be at the beach.
I'm not buying it. We already know who's going to win, Zach. All right, we don't need to buy it.
I'd still watch it, though.
There's other ways to watch it, Zach. We don't have to buy shit.
Wink, wink.
We don't have to buy shit.
I never stream my shit. I never stream anything. Yeah. I pay for it like the hardworking American I am. I never stream stuff.
That's my hard-earned money.
But, yeah, man. Anyway, when we're at the beach and you see Leon Edwards, you know, just know you guys, Zach, try to tell you, okay? He tried. He tried to give you the information. You know.
I got you.
Try to win you some money.
I got you.
But yeah, man. On that topic, is there anything you got?
I don't have anything really to say. Just hope everyone's out there being safe and stuff, you know. You know, taking care of one another. Just check up on one another as well. Give them a call. Text them. I don't know, shoot them a DM, something. Snap
tell that
somebody.
Person you love them.
Tell that person you love them today.
Tell them now. Right now, text
right
them.
Now.
Someone's on your mind. And you're thinking, should I go for it? Go for it.
Do it.
This is your sign to go for it.
But
no, dude, listen, it's great to be back. It's great to do a podcast. You know, we've been so damn busy these past couple months, you know, with school and work and just, you know, just life in general, you know. But we hope you guys enjoy these podcasts. We enjoy doing them. Please support us any way you can, whether it's you leaving a review or following us on Instagram. Our Facebook or Twitter, which is in the description below. But we got some fun stuff planned for you guys. We got some cool guests in the works of having on. And of course, man, we've got the big 20th episode coming up.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned for that. It's gonna be one to watch out for.
So we were definitely
don't miss that one.
We were definitely keep you guys updated. And that's it, guys. Make sure you share this podcast, leave a review. And anyway, just share with your friends and go buy the merch. It's the freshest podcast merch in the game.
Merch out.
Get
that.
You're a loser if you're not getting the merch
go
right
get
now.
That.
Go cop that now. But William, my brother, it was good seeing you. It was great doing this podcast.
Nice seeing you too.
And
bro.
Keep a lookout for that 20th episode.
It'll
be fun. But anyway, peace out. Love y'all. See y'all soon. And see y'all next time.
Peace. Got my drink spilling, all these haters mad now.